This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The price of a barrel of the global crude benchmark, crude oil, Brent North Sea, is below $78 today, $77.55 to be exact. That's the lowest it's been since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Perhaps related, this week the United States and its Western allies implemented that price cap on Russian oil that goes by sea that we've mentioned a couple of times on the program. $60 a barrel is the price there. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on the correlation or causation desk today.
The price cap was designed to limit Russian oil revenues while keeping the oil itself flowing to avoid a global price shock. Oil prices, which have spiked well above $100 a barrel several times this year, have helped fund Putin's war effort, according to Eli Tesfaye, senior market strategist at RJO Futures.
Here's the thing. The world cannot end the war in Ukraine at $100 a barrel. It's impossible. So crude oil has to come down.
After debating how high to set the price cap on Russian oil, Western allies finally landed on the $60 a barrel number. That's relatively high compared to what some nations were pushing for, helping ease nerves in the marketplace, according to Ben Cahill, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Well, I think what it does signal is that it's not going to create this sort of turbulence in the market that we might have expected if the price cap was at 40.
But Cahill says just 3 days into the price cap taking effect, it's too early to tell what its impact will be. There are so many other factors pushing oil prices lower right now, from the global economic slowdown to the recent decision by OPEC Plus to keep production steady. The big wild card now will be Russia's response, says Cole Smead, president at Smead Capital Management.
Let's just theorize that this possibly does affect Putin's ability to sell oil. Well, he just won't. He'll do as much as he can to slow production.
Which could lead to the same supply disruptions that the U.S. and its allies have been trying to head off. Right now, though, Putin still has plenty of other buyers for Russian oil. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.